How you doing,
yeah,
man?
Thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What's up, man?
How you doing, man?
Good to see you.
How you doing? Been great.
All right.
Hanging out. Yeah.
I talked with Jay a little bit earlier this year. He said, you know, he's been getting back in the gym. He's working out a little bit.
A little bit.
He'll be hopefully surprising us with something a little later on.
I hope so. There's a lot of similarities between our sports, actually. I mean, we're both in some pretty violent sports.
So you know that. Mike, nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, man.
How you doing?
How you doing? You know, there's a lot of similarities in how we train and the mental side of the game.
How you doing, Bob?
And how you doing, brother?
Good to see you, man. What you
doing? I just came out and hang out, watch the game.
Awesome, man.
Family's out here watching the game.
Good to hear, man. How
yeah.
you
doing? Good, man.
Good.
Talking to Aaron was good. We respect each other. We know what kind of work it takes to get to the top of the game at any sport. Good to see you, brother.
Pleasure. Doug, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
When'd you get in?
Last night.
Oh, okay.
I've been there. Coach didn't ask. There's a few other people that asked if I would suit up tomorrow, but, you know, I'll leave football to these guys nowadays. It's been a long time since I played. Although, you know, add a few moves, give me a few, let me kick some guys. Maybe we could do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Iceman, Chuck
A lot of people give me a lot of credit for bringing the sport mainstream, and I was happy to be there doing that. I've given the sport a lot of credit. It's a great sport. It's the best sport in the world. But yeah, I fought in a style people like to watch, and I was able to bring in a fan base that hadn't tried it before. It's new to them.
He was one of my favorite fighters to watch when I got into the sport, well, even before I got into the sport. Just the fact that he came from a wrestling background, but he was standing and banging. He was really accurate with his punches, and he would just sprawl and bang.
Another big right hand. Liddell trying to finish it quickly.
I definitely wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Chuck.
The intensity when he wins, you know, the whole thing about it, I just, everything. I'm like, it didn't matter when, in any point in his career, the guy fought the same way. He just goes, man.
Unbelievable.
If you hurt Chuck, you'll never know. It's not just about the wins and losses for Chuck. It's about, if I'm hurt, he had a fight with a torn quad. It's like, hey, it makes me a little bit more special if I could actually beat you, and I'm not at 100%. The things that Chuck does are different than the rest of the world.
People give me more credit than I ever take for it, but I was happy to do my part. It was a lot of fun.
It is all over, Chuck Liddell.
I was born and raised in Santa Barbara, California. I did all the usual sports growing up. I played basketball, baseball, football. Then went on to college. I played football for a year in college and wrestled all 5 years in college. I was a decent football player. I played well. It was a decision between going, you know, cutting weight for wrestling and trying to get smaller or trying to get bigger and stay and playing football. And for me, I think I made the right choice. It turned out to work out pretty well for me. I like to hit. My coach had actually given me a hard time a couple of times because I took the time to take a stutter step so I could hit a guy right as he was catching the ball, rather than jumping in front and picking the ball off. He's like, if you just kept running, you could have picked the ball off. Why'd you hit him? So, you know, I really like the hitting part of the game, so that kind of figures, I guess. I always wanted to compete at everything. It's kind of in my family, it was baseball. You had to be a Dodger fan. Football, you know, it wasn't a strong thing. It was just, my grandpa was a Rams fan. It was more fun to compete with them than it was to be on the side on that. So the Packers were playing against the Rams. I made a big bet with my grandfather. The Rams were doing great that season, and the Packers won. That started it, and I started kind of having a liking for the Packers. And then by the time I was in high school, I was actually running the numbers or running the betting lines for guys at the study hall for football. And Green Bay was covering the spread a lot that year. I was able to get, like, oh, give me two touchdowns, I'll take Green. Yeah, give me two touchdowns, I'll take Green Bay. So a guy was buying hats for the team, and someone asked me, so what's your favorite team? And I'm like, I'm a Green Bay fan. Give me a Green Bay hat. So that's kind of when it stuck. I mean, that was 1986, so it's when it kind of stuck. After that, I was, you know, all in with Green Bay. I just kind of fell into it. I was doing kickboxing and I was competing with a guy. A guy came to me and a friend of mine said, yo, Chuck used to wrestle in college. He goes, hey, Alfie says you know how to wrestle. Yeah, you want to do a mixed fight? Sure, why not? Let's try it. So I went and did a mixed fight for him. We went in, I kicked the guy in the head, knocked him out really early. Some guy comes up and goes, hey man, you know, you want to get in the UFC? I can get you in the UFC. I said, sure, why not? So he had me sign a contract with him and he got me in the UFC.
Chuck Liddell from Santa Barbara, California. Here's a guy with an accounting degree who just simply loves to compete and is happy to be in the UFC.
Choke.
Oh, he delivered a nice big right hand. Yep.
Nice uppercut under the arm of Noe. This could be a guillotine choke now.
Liddell looking.
Oh, the good knee.
The Muay Thai technique. Again, he goes high.
I just fell in love with the sport. It's one of the things I used to say in high school. You know what really sucks? Is I can't make a living doing what I'm best at. And we were talking about fighting and street fighting. And so, you know, it turned out I could make some money doing that. So it led to a great career, and we obviously ended up making a lot more than that in the end.
He's as winning a fighter as we have.
Oh, big leg kick! That's it! It's over!
It's all over! Chuck Liddell has done it again!
I always had an eye on the title belt. That was my driving force. I was always trying to prove I was the best at what I did.
That's the man right there! That is so clearly the number one contender!
I really didn't really plan to try to get to the top. I mean, I just figured if I keep beating everybody, I keep fighting, keep training, sooner or later I was going to get to the top and get a shot at the title.
We are set for the featured matchup, light heavyweight title.
Coming into that fight, now I tore my MCL 8 weeks out, and it was 100% healthy when we fought. But I made some mistakes in training that I'll never make again. I just saw how my feet had gotten flat, the way he took me down, the shot he was taking.
Unbelievable! What an incredible upset! Randy Couture is an animal!
When we went to fight again, the second time, it was insane. The build-up, the attention we got from people. I think we almost had like 400,000 buys for that. It blown up the sport. I mean, it went during that time, those couple months leading up to that fight, it'd gone from me being able to walk into a mall and point out exactly which guys might know who I am just by what they're wearing to 50-year-old ladies coming up to me and showing me a tattoo of me on their shoulder. Yeah, it had exploded before that fight. Walking out was different.
I got goosebumps. This place is electric right now. Broken bones in the bloodstain floor. Chuck the Iceman Liddell, hell-bent on revenge.
Live from the sold-out arena here at the MGM Grand Garden, it's time.
When we went to fight again, I finally watched that tape. That's the one fight that really destroyed me. I never even watched the tape of the fight until I was going to fight Randy. I watched about 3 minutes of the first round. I got up and went, it's over. I got him. I'm going to knock him out.
They want a definitive ending this bout. Randy might be hurt.
Yeah, Randy might be hurt. Randy trying to close in though now.
He gets right.
He's down. It's Chuck Liddell.
Oh, he is out.
The new light heavyweight champion of the world.
Randy Couture is
Chuck
out.
Liddell is the light heavyweight champion.
Unbelievable. Wow.
It's almost an out-of-body experience. I went nuts.
He has done it.
Winning it against a guy that beat me, such a great fighter, that had beat me before, and the way, in the fashion that I like to do it, I pivoted out, caught him perfect. It was about as big a moment for me. A very pretty even-keeled guy most of the time, so to see me, it's about the most excitement you'll ever see on my face, and there's nothing really to replicate that for me. You know, I've finally gotten that title I've been after for so long. I mean, I wanted to, there's a lot of things that I hadn't quite become the best of. I'm trying so hard to be the best of what I did, and that was that moment.
And now, the new UFC Undisputed Light Heavyweight Champion of the World!
Oh, big right
hand. The Iceman!
Down here!
Chuck!
Chuck Liddell is the light heavyweight champion!
San Diego, California, dressed in its finest for Super Bowl 32. Qualcomm Stadium awaits the Denver Broncos and the defending champion Green Bay Packers.
In 98, when they were in the Super Bowl, I got offered to work the stadium. I think they paid me $8 an hour. And I actually not only had to get to work that Super Bowl, you had to work two nights before. I think I watched the side of a building for 12 hours one night, and some other thing with no one around. I don't know why we were watching something. I don't even know what we were securing, but we had to work two nights before it to get to it so I could actually work for the Super Bowl. At the end of the tunnel, it was a big game, and I didn't even know till that day that he was going to station me right there. He put me right on the 50-yard line. I was front row. They told us we had to watch the stadium and don't look at the game. I'm like looking at everybody. Like, is anyone really going to listen to that? I mean, I don't think I looked at the at the crowd once. I mean, I was watching the game the whole time. It was amazing.
Everybody's coming on an all-out effort to win the ball game. 32 seconds left. Here is Brett, straight back in the pocket. Got some time. Comes up over the middle. Threw it badly. And Denver will win the Super Bowl.
I wish it turned out better. It was kind of tough to watch, but it was a great experience anyway. You know, I got to go see my team play in the Super Bowl. The only reason I went to work the Super Bowl was because it was the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I don't know that I would have just worked the Super Bowl. At that time, I was fighting, and I was doing kickboxing. I was doing okay. And I don't know that I would have worked it for any other team. But for them, I got to see the Super Bowl, and I couldn't justify buying tickets back then. So that was awesome, but it was such a great moment to just even be out there. I tell the story all the time because we fast forward to, it was actually 2011, the 2010 season. We went to the Super Bowl again.
We actually were staying in a field box that belonged to DeMarcus Ware. And we were in there with a bunch of our friends, and it was just an incredible experience. He was like a little boy, like a kid in a candy shop. He could not wait. And it was a lot to take in, and it was a really amazing, like, unforgettable experience.
Trust me, nothing phases this guy. He doesn't get enamored with anything, but he couldn't wait to get out there. He was like the biggest Green Bay Packer fan that week. And, you know, he's come through a couple Super Bowls with us, but not like this one. When he got the chance to go watch the Green Bay Packers play, it was literally like taking my son to a game where he was like, oh my gosh, like his first game.
back to throw. Roethlisberger pump fake short. Airs it out deep. Left side going for Wallace. Intercepted on the underthrow by Collins. Right sideline to the 15 to the 10. Weaving his way to the 5. Leaping end zone. It's a touchdown!
He was just literally having the time of his life. Like, all like this and smiling and going nuts. The hair, the outfits.
And they won that Super Bowl.
He looks, he throws, it's
incomplete.
And there is your Super Bowl dagger. The Green Bay Packers are world champions of football.
I remember a guy coming up to me and asking, hey, do you want to come on the field? I'm like, really? I can come on the field? Yeah. So I get on the field, go out there, and I'm running out there, and I got players call me over asking me to take a picture with them. And for me, like, it was the first time I'd ever stopped. And I just retired from fighting, and it was the first time I'd ever stopped and just went, wow, how far have I come in, what, 12, 13 years? I mean, I've gone from being the guy in the jacket working the Super Bowl to the guys that just won the Super Bowl are asking me if I'll take a picture with them.
I'm looking over and all the Packers are jumping on Chuck and putting their arm around him, and like, it was unbelievable. And I was looking at his eyes and he was like, I saw tears in his eyes and I'm like, are you okay? He couldn't even talk. Like, he was just taken aback by the whole experience and, you know, basically working for peanuts with your back to the game to becoming light heavyweight world champion, and then now he's with all these guys that are his heroes. He's been like dying to be a part of something like this. I mean, I couldn't even think that he could dream up of an experience that good.
Got caught up in the moment too, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was a pretty emotional and pretty awesome time for me.
Welcome to historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay on a beautiful early December Sunday afternoon for this game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 4-7 against the Green Bay Packers, who are 5-6.
Predictions. I don't have any predictions. We need them to win. I never give up. I mean, like I tell people when you're fighting, never give up. We're down. We're hurting. But just come out fighting and pull out that haymaker at the end. Boom.
Williams slanting to the left, tries to make the turn, fights his way to the goal line, touchdown! Yeah.
He's just really into it. When he's watching Green Bay, he definitely can't do two things at once. He's all in.
And he gets up the football, and it's taken on the play, down the left sideline, then it's Dean Lowry, and it's American Pharoah at the Belmont, no one will catch him, touchdown Green Bay!
Chuck, what do you want to say to these great Green Bay fans?
It's so awesome to be here in Green Bay. Go, Pack, go!
To the outside, makes the turn, 20, 15, 10, 5, to the house for the touchdown! And the Packers have won!
Family life's the best. I love my kids, I love my family, I love my wife. I'm a lucky man. I think I had a choice between two roads back about 97, 98, where one road, go to the family life, get a real job, because people were talking about, I was talking about getting a real job. I had an accounting major, and my grandma was giving me a lot hard time about not getting a job. And I was fighting, doing kickboxing, and so I chose path A. I wanted to be a fighter. Suck it out, wanted to be a fighter, and that went full circle. Then I met my wife a year before I retired, and now we have a beautiful family, and I, you know, circle back and take choice B.
Chuck is an amazing father. When he's into something or he loves someone, like family, friends, he's all in. And he literally, like, he doesn't even exist when he cares about other people. And when it comes to being a dad, he's a dad 100%, and it's a priority. In the eyes of my kids, he's their hero. They think he can do no wrong.
You know, I'm a blessed man. I got to do everything I wanted to in the fight world and then circle around and have a great family life. So Count your blessings, right?
That's the man, ladies and gentlemen. The world's best at 205 pounds, Chuck the Iceman Liddell.
For me, like, I was always a real relaxed fighter. And for the fight, it didn't affect me as much. Well, I got, my nickname was Iceman. I got that basically because I don't get nervous before fights. Well, try to explain to people that I did all my work leading up to the fight. I do all my practicing. I did all my homework. I did all my training. I've done everything I was supposed to do to get there. Fight week is just relax. Fight night is just go out and have fun. These guys out on the field, they get paid to play a game, you know, that I love growing up. Man, how do you beat that for a job?
It is this, and the Packers win in overtime. Oh, what a ball game.
I get paid to do what I love for a living. I mean, what better than that? This is a great sport. It was amazing to me. I had a blast doing it.
For the winner by TKO, the Iceman, Chuck Liddell.